getting a handle on cattle screwworm, and finding the right equipment partner. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. If you've been a cattle producer for a long time, you might remember the last time that the New World screwworm harmed livestock here in the U.S. C.J. Miller reports how USDA is working to prevent the pest from making a comeback.
$165 million in emergency commodity credit corporation funding to be able to protect U.S. livestock from New World screwworm.
And that's Jenny Moffitt, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. The New World screwworm is a fly that has a gory way of harming cattle. The female lays their eggs in open wounds or body orifices, and when the larvae hatch, they burrow deep into the skin like a screw driving into wood. These maggots feed on cattle tissue, causing much larger wounds as they go.
We had it here in the United States in the early and mid-1900s, and then over the course of several decades, in a very collaborative approach with Mexico and with many countries in Central America, actively worked to push down that pest out of the United States and then out of Mexico and then through Central America and down to Panama.
And that was done through a sterilization program that eradicated screwworms in the U.S. in 1960. But Moffitt says the pests have recently been spreading across Central America, and just last month, screwworms were discovered in a cow in southern Mexico.
So we have been, for the past year and a half, really ramping up our work and taking a much more bigger regional approach than we have been for several decades.
She says USDA is using these emergency funds to use the sterile insect technique once again to kill off the screwworm before it returns to the U.S.
We're currently producing about 90 million flies a week and really increase the production of flies, increase the dispersal and the range of dispersal of flies.
Because of the screwworm, imports of beef from Mexico have been suspended since late November. I'm C.J. Miller.